from 616, 1320 WILS. So the Fed Reserve meeting today and also tomorrow, everyone's expecting the interest rate to go up. Is it likely going to happen? And what's ahead? Greg McBride is with us, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com. Greg, great to have you here on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what's is the you think we'll see an interest rate hike tomorrow then?
Yeah, another quarter point interest rate hike is the widespread expectation. It'd be surprising if there was anything other than that. Yeah. This will be the second rate hike here in 2017 and the third in the last 6 months.
Is the economy strong? Do we need to maybe push it even harder now? Or?
No, I don't think the economy is strong enough for them to push harder. In fact, if anything, the weakness that we've seen economically, the sluggishness, inflation numbers have ticked a little bit lower the past couple of months. Those are the kind of conditions that, if they persist, it could keep the Fed on the sidelines in the second half of the year. So, we'll have to see if we get a resurgence economically, inflation numbers move closer to the Fed's target of 2%, then that really gives the Fed the green light to continue raising interest rates later this year.
Okay, but so far interest rates are still relatively low, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're still in this process of weaning the patient off the medicine. Fed had to cut interest rates down to zero because the economy was on its deathbed in 2008, 2009. And now, here we are in 2017. And they're continuing this campaign of just nudging interest rates higher.
Well, let me ask you this.
Slowly weaning the economy off those low rates.
If the economy is still so weak right now, I mean, what's the prospect that it'll be stronger in 3-4 years?
Well, they need something to work with the next time the economy slows. I mean, we've got an economic recovery that's, getting a little long in the tooth. Not that they die of old age, but just, the reality is, and the eventuality is, we will have an economic contraction at some point. Well, the Fed needs to be able to combat that, and the only proven method is cutting interest rates. They can't cut interest rates unless they've, stockpiled a few of these quarter point rate hikes. So that's what they've been doing over the last year and a half.
But
not that the economy's running at a full sprint, but, it's good enough to not need the reliance of 0% interest rates.
Some economists say we could be within a year or two of seeing a downturn. If that happens, what's the Fed really going to be able to do then?
Well, again, that's why they're raising interest rates now. Mm-hmm. I mean, this would be the fourth in the cycle. Mm-hmm. That at least gives them something to work with. I mean, a year and a half ago, that's four more rate moves they would have at their disposal next time the economy slows than would have been the case a year and a half or 2 years ago. So, that's really the only proven method for reflating an economy.
Now,
these other things like quantitative easing and negative interest rates, those are just experiments. They're not proven.
Okay. Where do those experiments take us, you think, if we pursue that some more?
Well, I mean, look at Japan. They've been trying the negative interest rates. How's that working? I mean, they're still in a deflationary environment. They, still can't get their economy moving forward. The quantitative easing, central banks have been doing that over the last decade, printing a lot of money. And again, we've still got, even globally, a lot of developed markets, still very sluggish growth, but the balance sheets are a whole lot bigger as a result.
So should we be worried right now, or?
I think if you've got variable rate debt, if you're carrying a lot of credit card debt, yeah, you need to be worried. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage that's going to reset this year or next year, yeah, you got to be worried.
Right.
Even that home equity line of credit that you've been just kind of skating by making the minimum payments on, you've got to develop a game plan for how you're going to pay that back because interest rates are going up.
So let me ask you this. Is there any reason not to think we have another major recession around the corner?
I don't see any indicators that, would make you think that we do, I mean, the economic fundamentals are decent, the economy's not hitting the cover off the ball, but, it's certainly, we're certainly in much better shape than a lot of other developed markets around the world, Western Europe and Japan specifically.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Economy's really been leading the way as far as developed markets, albeit with our habit of 2% annual growth.
Right. So I guess we should be comforted by knowing we're better off than these other economies mostly? Or?
Well, we could be comforted by the fact that unemployment's at 4.3%, that there are 6 million unfilled jobs in the economy right now, jobs that are open, that employers are looking to hire and they can't find qualified workers, the fact that wages are finally going back up, the fact that even though debt burdens have started to increase, the percentage of income that households devote to those debt payments, called debt service ratio, is the lowest in 35 years. So I think there's a lot of comforting signs.
Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for having me.